Across the board between both demographics, everybody thought that our community was just a wonderful place.
They say Haines is quaint, but the shopping stinks. It's all in the tourist survey released this week. And remember K-Ply? It's the end of a former Kluck One Inc. investment. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. A tug with a fuel barge that was stranded in the Gulf of Alaska overnight Sunday is now safe and sound in Skagway. The Nathan E. Stewart was towed to Skagway Wednesday morning at about 10 a.m. by the commercial tug Le Cheval Rouge and the Coast Guard cutter Maple as an escort. The Nathan E. Stewart is a commercial tug towing a 287-foot barge carrying more than 2.5 million gallons of diesel fuel and 1,000 gallons of jet fuel. It lost power to its starboard engine and began drifting northeast at 2 miles per hour Sunday. The tug was en route from Seward to Skagway when the vessel was struck by a wave estimated at 30 feet. The incident happened 24 miles southwest of Cape Fairweather in 12 to 16-foot seas and winds exceeding 45 miles per hour. The average cruise ship visitor to Haines likes the scenery and friendly people, least likes the weather and hills, and would recommend what they call a real Alaskan town to family and friends for a visit. That's all according to the results from the Haines Cruise and Fast Ferry Passenger Survey, released this week by the Haines Borough.
It was nice to see the evidence and hard facts here, I guess.
Tanya Carlson is Haines Tourism Director and worked with researchers on the study that reported nearly complete satisfaction among surveyed tourists with their visit to Haines, now self-tagged the adventure capital of Alaska.
If you look into websites and blogs and see what people say about Haines, particularly from the cruise point of view, a lot of the comments that I've seen out there have been negative in the past. And with this survey, I mean, the overall satisfaction rating is probably one of the highest they've seen out of any of their cruise surveys, whether it be Juneau, Ketchikan, or Skagway.
The 33-page report by Alaska-based consultants McDowell Group compiles opinions from two groups of Haines summer tourists, 222 passengers boarding the seasonal fast ferry from Haines to Skagway, and 190 cruise ship passengers who disembarked at the Haines port. Among the cruise ship visitors, only one person stated they were not satisfied with their visit. 65% were very satisfied, and 35% were satisfied with their Haines experience, saying they liked the outdoors most, followed by the community and the activities. Interestingly, the same top reasons why Haines residents say they live here in the recent community survey.
Well, it was nice to see that people think we're a very friendly community, and something that is pointed out towards the end when they make suggestions that we'll utilize as we go forward with marketing is the fact that people see us as real Alaska. We're not the commercialized towns. We don't have those Diamonds Internationals and little Switzerlands everywhere. We're real. We have real people in the shops. They're locally owned and operated. A lot of locally made arts and crafts. And people really appreciate that kind of thing. They don't necessarily come to Alaska to get a mug or a t-shirt made in China.
Travelers arriving to Haines by cruise spent an average of $85 per person, and half spent their money on tours. Fast ferry travelers to Haines spent about $50 more on average, but that includes the cost of the tours and the ferry.
My biggest disappointment or really concern is the amount of spending in our town. If you just take what the average spending per person in shops is, it's only $21 per person, which is really insignificant. So I'd like to see if we can build that number higher as we move forward in the upcoming years.
Explanation is evident in results that show customer dissatisfaction in customer service and shopping opportunities around Haines. Although many people were fans of Haines' non-commercial appeal, leaving comments like, "Keep Haines how it is, don't commercialize it or make it more touristy," the highest rate of dissatisfaction at nearly 7% and lowest level of satisfaction was in shopping. Written comments asked for more shopping, more waterfront business, more bed and breakfasts, more beer pubs, and even more jewelry stores, and a suggestion for a Subway restaurant. Carlson says the results bring confidence to some refreshed marketing ideas to bring people to Haines and to build a first-ever marketing plan, but not necessarily building fast food joints upon request.
I think if we move forward where we are, we, you know, keep the friendly atmosphere. You know, fortunately, I don't think we ever have to worry about becoming really commercialized town. You know, our port's just not big enough for that, and we'll never have that kind of cruise traffic. But as long as we can get a couple more ships here and let people experience what the flavor of, you know, a smaller town, Alaska, is, which I think a lot of people are looking for when they take an Alaska cruise. They don't necessarily expect to find what they find when they hit all of the big ports. So I think, you know, that's a good thing going forward. And even outside of the cruise industry, I think we're going to be marketing a lot more to Whitehorse and in the Yukon as well with their population boom. And we can take some of the evidence found in this and even utilize it up there.
And the data, at a total cost of just under $20,000 to the Hainesboro, is something that Haines Tourism can take to the cruise lines in their courtship for more business. They're already working on a coupon book for cruise ship passengers that'll feature Haines offerings.
So ideally, I'd like to be able to take this and incorporate it into our plan that we'll be taking to the cruise line, saying this is what your people are saying and what they like about us, and hopefully that'll help turn some heads.
The top three tours were the City Tour, with 18% of cruise passengers who disembarked, then Alaska Indian Arts, and then the Hammer Museum, followed by Wildlife Viewing, the Sheldon Museum, and the Bald Eagle Foundation.
I know for our planner this year, there is a two-page spread kind of focusing on the bears. I know it's one of our biggest draws, and that's the big wildlife pull from people coming over from Skagway. And even on our cruise ships that dock here, the bear watch tours sell out. They love being able to go out and see the bears, and I mean, certainly who doesn't, especially if you're coming from New York. So, we are trying to gear a little bit more towards the bears and certainly the eagles, which we are well known for.
93% of the people visiting Haines via the Fast Ferry were cruise ship passengers from Skagway, in larger parties than with Haines cruise ship visitors. 86% came over to participate in a tour, mostly viewing wildlife. But what about the rest of them?
The Fast Ferry side, I guess the amount of people who came here because family or friends recommended them. You know, it's always interesting to find out the reasons behind why somebody who docked in Skagway would come over to Haines. I know those numbers grew this year, as did the independent traffic coming over on the ferries, so I hope that definitely grows, because the independents aren't coming over to necessarily take tours. They actually come over to experience our town and hopefully do a little bit of shopping in the process.
Years of work have improved the Haines waterfront for tourism, improved signage over the past year, new bathrooms in place for one season, and there's Department of Transportation work planned for the Port Chilcoot's Beach Road and Front Street, as well as trestle work on the dock. But in the visitors' opinions, the overwhelmingly favorite project is building a continuous walkway from Port Chilcoot Dock, where the cruise ship ties up downhill from Fort Seward, to Picture Point, a newly acquired piece of borough property that's being reworked as a public park.
People, visitors especially, but locals as well, do enjoy being able to just have a nice walkway, enjoy the scenery. And for the tourists coming off, of course, the cruise lines, they can look back to their cruise ship, have the nice backdrop behind it. And the plan is to have some visitor materials out there, interpretive signage out at Picture Point as well. I think it would be a nice benefit. I think it's certainly several years down the road. But I know as a borough, I believe we're going to try to pursue it at least.
One third of cruise visitors use the shuttle bus to get around. 85% visited downtown and 61% visited Fort Seward. They agree that Haines is a visitor-friendly community, easy to get around in, and it lived up to their expectations. 15% of Haines cruise ship passengers were from outside of the U.S., half of the international travelers from Canada and Australia and the U.K. coming in next on the list. Of the 85% from the U.S., most were Californians at 21%, 7% were Texans, and another 5% each came from Florida and Pennsylvania. Again, Haines Tourism Director Tanya Carlson.
For the cruise ships that dock here, we tend to get, anywhere from middle-aged baby boomer, that area, smaller groups, so 2 to 3 people that are traveling together. Not necessarily spending as much money as our Fast Ferry people. Fast Ferry people are younger, traveling in larger groups, I would say multi-generational families, and they spend a lot more money. And part of that is also because coming over from Skagway, the tours cost more, so they tend to have the higher income. But across the board, between both demographics, everybody thought that our community was just a wonderful place. And on top of it, I think the number of people who would recommend Haines as a place to travel to for a vacation or would return was also very nice. And I know not all of those people will certainly return, but even if we just get a small percentage of those people to come back on their own personal vacation would be great.
You can view the Haines Cruise and Fast Ferry Passenger Survey at the KHNS website under Listen along with this newscast. The Haynesboro also plans to post it on their website for download. Peninsula Plywood in Port Angeles is coming down. The 70-year-old mill was owned by Kluckwan Inc. until 2007, and current owners Penply say they have not found a buyer for the debt-plagued mill located in northwestern Washington state. Port Angeles Port took back full control of the parcel under lease by Penply this week and intend to tear it down completely. Penply is out of business. Company President John Renshaw has said they tied up capital by not controlling inventory enough. It's the second time in 5 years the port has taken back possession of the 19 acres of downtown waterfront. When Kluckwan Inc. owned the facility, it was called K-Ply, the name given when it opened in 1941. In 2008, Port Angeles took over the mill after K-Ply closed the year before, when 132 people lost their jobs. Similar to that era, when Kluckwan Inc. still owed $200,000 in back rent, Penply says they owe nearly $400,000 in rent and bills to the city. At its peak, the mill employed 159 workers. This fall, there were only seven. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.